Hi, this is dictation for Kamon Robertson, Kamonerobertsone, date of services 6/20/2025. The patient presents for various pain syndrome as a result of an accident that happened on 3/14/2025. His date of birth is 8/8/1979. Initially, when the patient came, he was involved in a frontal head-on collision as a restaurant driver, leading to various laceration on his face and scalp, and headaches with dizziness, loss of balance, nightmares, fearful of the event, blurred vision, painful TMJ on the right side, pain on the left side of the neck, left side of the upper back, mid-back, lower back, and left shoulder and left knee that were found to be very painful in the beginning. Overall, his pain was quite severe, requiring a Percocet tablet for controlling the pain. And he had a difficult time in moving his left shoulder. There was various trigger points noticed in the left trapezius muscle. Severe spasm was noticed in the quadratus lumborum muscle, trapezius muscle, and patient has been undergoing physical therapy. He's seeing a neurologist, Dr. Jolly, for his headache-related, TBI-related issues at this time. The paravertebral muscle spasm was present from T6 to L5. His MRIs were found positive with the herniated disc from C2, 3, 3, 4, C4, 5, C5, 6, T3 and T4, as well as T12 and L1, L3, 4, L4, 5, L5, S1, requiring further injection treatment to bring further relief and relieve the swelling, edema. And in the left shoulder, patient was found to have a tendinosis of supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendon in the superior labral sprain, subscapularis insertional tendinosis, requiring further injection to these areas to bring relief. The patient has been compliant and has been coming regularly for this injection. His last epidural injection was done on 5/31/2025. And he is scheduled for another epidural injection today. He has been able to work on a regular job, which is a light duty overall, and has been compliant. His labs are reviewed, and urine drug screen have been obtained. His physical examination reveals blood pressure of 175 or 121, pulse 89, pulse ox 99. And the rest of the examination will remain the same as previous visit of 5/28/2025, dictation number 0528-034. The plan is to do the epidural injection and provide him pain relief with the Percocet medication, which is 10 milligram 325 every 12 hours for 15 days, 30 tablets. And on the next time, it will be reduced to one pill a day to avoid any overdose and addiction problems. End of dictation. Thank you very much.